Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Happy birthday to my lovely wife, Jennifer. Good morning.
Yay. Jennifer!
Yeah!
Thank you, guys.
Happy birthday to you!
Yay, happy birthday! Yeah.
Thank you!
You know, Phil and I share a birthday January 7th, and you almost kind of get ripped off being there because people have Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and they're just...
tapped out.
Just done.
Fried.
Yep. It's just done. You need weeks of, like, no alcohol, no, like, gatherings, yeah. Just I'm going to sit home. It's couch time.
Yeah, it is.
And that's where our birthday is, right? So Jennifer has the different birthday. There's this rest period between January 1st to March 17th.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there hasn't been any big gatherings. Everyone's ready.
The world is waking up from the winter.
Yeah. It's spring, and it's the drinking holiday.
Yes,
there are drinking holidays.
Yep.
There's nothing to do other than say, Happy St. Patrick's Day. Let's do another shot.
Topless morning to you.
That was good. Was it your birthday that you passed out on a floor in a ladies' room in a bar in Bridgeport?
Oh, yes, my 21st birthday, actually.
There was a bar
downtown Bridgeport that's now Joseph's Steakhouse. It used to be J.F. O'Connell's. And I didn't fall asleep. I needed a rest for a moment.
Did you put your head up against the toilet because it was cold?
No, actually, on the floor.
So I'm guessing the JF was Jennifer Floor O'Connell's.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know it's bad when you have to lay down on a tile floor to just feel some cold
release.
Stability.
Yeah. Oh, I've done that.
Yeah. Horrible.
I needed to just be still, and that was the quietest, coldest place I could find.
Right. You had to hold on to the earth.
Yes,
it was spinning.
I felt more stable on the floor than I did standing.
Earth, where are you going?
Yeah, this is too much.
It was
back, Earth.
It was spinning.
But it's funny because your eyes are open and that doesn't work. You close your eyes, that makes it worse.
Oh, yeah, every time.
You just got to lay down and just hope for the best.
You close one eye.
You try those slow breaths where you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes that doesn't help.
No. Ice cubes on the forehead.
Down the back.
Yeah.
No.
Up the dress.
Or you run out into the snow.
That. The ship is moving.
Yeah, I call it the ship is moving.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
We're out rocking.
Good metaphor.
Yeah, I'm not very good on boats that are moving a lot. So that's my...
No.
When I say the ship is moving, I'm going to have to lay down.
Right.
Code word. Got it. Yeah.
I'm about to sink.
Is that from the ferry? Is that the meatball incident?
Yeah. Oh, no.
You know what's funny? I started saying that after that. The ship is moving. Yeah, so I guess it really is.
It helped you.
That's where it's from.
Yep. You still meatballs?
Yeah, Subway meatballs.
You ruined Jennifer's hat that day. I hope you got
a Yankee cap from the original Yankee Stadium. Thank you.
Well, he gave you.
It's not about me. It's her birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Jennifer. Yeah.
He gave you a grinder.
Happy birthday. Here's a hat. I decorated it for you.
He gave you a grinder.
Yes.
I got you a hat and meatballs. I didn't mean to put them together.
Gross.
Okay. So,
feels warm.
You want to talk about how old you are or no?
Oh, yeah, I don't care. I'm 49 today.
Yay.
This is it.
You look good.
Thank you.
Okay,
yeah,
so we had this conversation. We had this conversation Saturday. When people say you look good for your age, you are old.
No. So I... Okay, I'm just
going to...
When you're 18, no one says you look good for your age.
Right.
When you're 25, 18, no one says that.
She looks good. She looked good 6 months ago.
I'll
make her look six.
I'll make her feel
good.
You
know, it's funny. That's what Jennifer will sound like 8 o'clock tonight.
This is how you make her feel.
A little preview for you.
This is how you make her feel good. Who's a big girl? Who's a big girl?
No, AJ, that doesn't make me feel good.
I gave it a shot.
Yeah. Yeah, so someone
said... You're older than me, hon. Yes, always will be.
Someone Saturday said, you look good for your age. Like, yeah, you know what that means.
Yep.
Your age, typically people don't look good.
Right. You fall in a different category.
No, I'm... Okay. Never mind.
Birthday. Birthday.
Yes, dear.
Birthday.
To be fair to
Hold
Ashley,
on, I got to go into my husband
manual. She
said manual.
You look good, right. Full stop, not right. For your age.
Yeah.
That was not
yeah.
Part of what she yeah. Said.
Five
okay.
Words.
Okay. But when you're like when you're 28, I don't look at you and say, you look good. No, it's happy birthday.
Yeah, that's it. Happy birthday.
It's very simple. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
When you start happy hearing birthday. About how you look,
yeah,
you're old.
It's over.
You're old.
You're older, hon. You're older.
Yeah, but I'm good with it. You're not yet.
Oh, I am totally good with it.
No, you're not.
My mother never made an issue of age as we were growing up, I swear. Watch. As time passes, I'm telling you, it doesn't bother me.
So how was your Metamucil this morning?
Yeah.
No, extra dose of fiber. Job, not mine.
My name is Jennifer. I got a weird shaped head.
My name is Jess. I have more hair on my face than I do on the top.
That's okay.
This is the oddest birthday ever. If there was what? Cake right now, you got to be throwing
I'm
it at
Jennifer.
Other.
I don't floss over the sink. I like to put my food all over the rug.
And then step on it and bring it right into bed. And I love you.
Yeah, great.
When the world opens again, can we have an hour event where you guys just roast each other back and forth?
Yeah, so can we just cool. Have another show please? Party, please?
That'd be and I'll fun. Win.
That'd I be... would pay for a ticket for that.
I'll drink there.
All right, happy birthday, hon.
Oh, thank you, honey. I love you very much.
I love you, too. We're going to see the Highland Rovers tonight.
Yeah!
Nice.
It's a sold-out deal.
Yay.
But it will be on the Chaz and AJ Twitch channel. So if you're wondering what to do, you're going to have a couple of beers at the house. Dial that up. That's going to be a blast. All
I'm
right.
Really excited to be out in public. Yeah.
Yes. And we're going to do it all safe, the mask and the six yep. Feet and all that. Yep.
Yep. The entire thing. All right, guys. Love
all
you.
All right. Get off the phone, you old bastard. Oh, Petey Boy is on. Where the hell have you been?
Petey Boy!
What's up, guys? You miss me?
Of course.
Very much.
Yeah. How's things?
Good. Where are you right now? Are you in Boston?
South of Boston. I'm going to be going up to Quincy. And my friend Kim's got a society. It's an Irish society club. And in Massachusetts, the bars don't open till 11. But if it's like a society club, they're going to open at 8.
That's great.
So she's going to have her doors open. And I'm going to go up there in a couple hours, maybe an hour. And that's it with that.
All right, we'll check in with you live from there.
We don't have a parade this year, so, you know.
It's a weird year.
To get somebody to, I don't know, wear green kind of Speedos or something.
Green Speedos.
run down Broadway. That's in South Boston.
Right.
It goes, you know, that's the main road.
Right.
So.
Speedoville, yes.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. So, things have been crazy with this this COVID.
How has that affected your life?
Thing.
Not having bars open and...
save a lot of money.
Yeah, that's true.
He's now rich Petey Boy.
We spoke to one guy who was able to get himself into a house, like actually bought a house because he was saving money on what
yeah.
He... On dinners, on taking his wife out for dinner.
Get out. That do it.
Yeah,
exactly. That'll do it.
That's all right. Nice.
Petey Boy, we have an assignment for you.
Okay.
All right. Pollingford is on the phone. Pollingford.
Hey, what's up?
Hey. All right, so Pollingford just started dating someone. What is it? Monique, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Monique. Sir.
All right, we tried to get Monique on the air. She won't come on the air.
She won't come on the air.
All right.
So I told her to text. Steve will text Ashley. She's shy.
All right, so okay. Petey Boy's going to give you some dating advice.
Okay.
Run away.
Right. Run away. That's yeah. Your first piece of advice. Run away.
Run away. Nice story. No, let's see. You want dating advice from me? Oh, boy. I'm not so good at it anymore. I'm getting old, you know.
Have you ever been married?
Persistence. That's one.
All right, persistence. First, run away and persistence. Persistence in running.
Persistently yes. Run away.
Yeah. Exactly right. Run away every time.
You got to have this move, savoir faire, you know?
Ooh, savoir faire.
Something like, how you doing? The old Joey.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Joey from Friends. Gotcha.
I think she likes the hair. I got pretty good hair. So.
Okay.
I don't know what Pollingford looks like.
Find out what she likes to do. And then
you remember, Ashley? I was hanging around you with him.
Hold on. There's a couple conversations going on here. Petey Boy said, find out what she likes to do. Do you know what she likes to do?
She likes to chill, hang out, listen to music.
Chill and hang out.
Go to parks.
The chill. Does that mean have sex? Does chill mean have sex?
No.
What's that?
Everybody's chill.
Netflix and chill.
Have you guys had a physical part of the relationship yet, Pollingford?
No, Chaz. This is our second meeting was yesterday.
Second
I forgot
meeting.
To give her my number the last time.
Would that be called a date?
She was at Bill's, and I walked in for breakfast, and there she was. And I was like, wow. So I went right over, sat down, and we were talking.
Oh, good for you.
Get some coffee.
All right.
Monique is texting me right now. She's texting me now. She's like, oh, my God.
Magic of the radio, baby.
Petey Boy had That's the best it. Advice. Sometimes you just have to listen. You have to find out what she likes to do.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. That's a good start.
All right, Pollingford, we'll get back to you.
And then surprise her with something.
It's one of those I thought it would be fun and, you know.
You know?
Right. Surprise her with what? What would you surprise her with?
Me? New car.
New car?
New car.
Damn.
Now, is this a car that you purchased or borrowed from some part of South Boston?
It was running in front of 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
That car's hot.
Oh.
Were you ever married, Petey?
Oh, yeah, way back then.
All right. How long?
Yep. 13 years.
That's a long run.
Wow.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Got what? Three kids out of it.
Good for you.
Conversation before.
3 and 13 years? Yeah. Damn.
No, I know. We haven't talked to you in a while.
That's a hit ratio.
Yeah. So this pandemic thing, I just want to make a couple comments about it.
Okay.
Because it really concerns me, so I started thinking last night.
Oh,
last night,
and you know me.
Well, it's been a year, so
yeah, just started last night.
Just kicked in.
Just getting all caught up on everything.
Yeah. Yes. I said I want to be, you know, I want to do something really to help everybody. So I came up with this really crazy idea. Now, I'm not a doctor or anything like that, so I can't give you good advice. But this is what I was thinking. Okay, I came up with an idea. So I thought, who could I call that's like the smartest guy in the whole world, you know, to be good at this?
Who would
be? So I came up with one name.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm busy.
Wile E. Coyote. He's a super genius.
That's right. He is a super genius.
Super genius.
Wile E. Coyote.
So I call him up and I bounce this idea off of him.
Did it hurt?
Get his opinion.
It was an anvil. Bing.
And this is what I thought. Okay, we all go, you know, we're doing social distancing. We got a mask, all that stuff. And you go to, like, you know, the stores. And you put that stuff on, what do you call it? The
mask?
You know, sanitizer?
Keep your hands clean, all that.
Sanitizer, yes.
So then I came up with this idea. I was looking at it. It says, you know, it kills 99 point whatever of the germs, right? So then I look on the back of it. Those things are basically 100% alcohol.
Uh-oh. Oh, Petey Boy.
I know where this is going.
How much have you had so far
all
this morning?
Germs, right? So I said, what could you do for St. Patrick's Day? Wile E. Coyote told me, super genius, was my idea. I said, well, if that works on your hands, it kills everything. Why don't we make the toxicology of all the people, go up to 100%. Now, we might have some collateral damage with that.
Oh, Petey
you know,
Boy.
Like a bad head, no liver, crash a car, lose your house, get divorced, go to jail. Not a small price, but we killed all of the germs. See?
You know, he makes a point there. If it works on your hands, why wouldn't it work inside your body?
It's like you tested it, too.
There you go. Right. Everybody goes, you know, all the way up. Whoa. So then, I said, what'd you think?
Does anyone feel like they're sitting in an Irish pub in Boston right now?
Yes. Yeah, we
it's amazing.
Need loud music behind
All
us.
I need is crowd and music in the background.
It smells sausage.
We got to go to a break, but you're, Petey, we're going to talk to you at 9 o'clock, right? You're going to be in this social club?
Yeah, I'll be up there.
Okay, good. Excellent, excellent. What, Phil?
It's 10 seconds. We met Petey Boy in 2017. His dating advice has not changed since then.
What's your go-to pickup line?
How you doing?
That's it?
How you doing?
Does it work?
No.
It's the same exact dating.
Oh, I remember that.
It's like a pause button.
Did it work?
Nope. All right, Petey
just
Boy.
Just use barnyard animals. That's it.
No.
All right. Great to hear your voice. You know, we don't do Mondays and Tuesdays in the bars anymore on St. Patrick's Day, but on a Wednesday, we would have done it this year. But, you know, stupid COVID.
Stupid disease.
Just don't show up in an Irish pub.
No.
Your name is COVID.
Exactly.
Today,
right.
You'll be dragged outside and beaten.
My name is C. Ovid. That's COVID. Got him.
We do have some great parade audio. And, you know, I thought I'd never say, well, I don't really miss parades, but.
Parade? What's that?
Yeah. I don't miss the standing around, but I miss all of the activity in the parade.
That part's cool.
We have sent various street people out to talk to people at the parade. You know, parade goers, you have everybody. You have family, kids, and other.
More others.
We're going to talk to other. What year is this from?
Oh, man.
It's New Haven St. Patrick's Day Parade. Probably,
17, I want to say.
Yeah, like 4 or 5 years ago.
Do you mind if this goes on air at all later on?
No, I don't care.
All right, what's your name, man, and where are you from?
J-Man.
Just so you know, I have to say this for the record. The person asking the questions is not drunk. This is how he speaks.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think he was of legal age even at that time.
Right.
G-Mac?
J-Mac.
J-Mac, where are you from?
I'm from Oakdale, Catcat.
Now where is Catcat?
Catcat? Oakdale, Catcat.
Catcat.
I got Catcat.
That's when the tongue is just passed out.
Wait, is that Kit Kat or Catcat?
It's got Ashley disease. It's asleep on one side.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
Your body's passing out one piece at a time.
Yeah. Right.
It's the tongue.
It's
and
the
then
worst.
The back, and
right.
Slouching.
You get one eyelid at one time.
Right. Eventually the brain shuts down.
Yep.
I'm from Oakdale, Connecticut.
All right. How many of you had to drink today?
Now, which one's drunker?
What the hell did you just say?
We could easily play this game.
Give the microphone to Cat.
All right. How many of you had to drink today?
A little bit.
Both of you out of the car.
Oh, yeah. How many cops listening now? It's like, wow.
They're like, yep.
I've heard this exactly.
I've talked to this person
before. I know these voices.
A little bit.
Like, what's in your drink of choice so far?
What do you mean? What's my drink?
Choice?
They're all my drinks of choice. They're all my children.
Right. Who can pick, really?
What do you mean? What's like, my drink of choice?
Like, what have you been drinking? Beer?
Probably shots and beer.
Probably.
I don't remember.
At some point, someone just dumped booze down my throat. I'm thinking it was beer and shots.
What's a pabbly shot?
Wow, when you don't know what you've been drinking, when you can't answer that question...
That's another level.
You're shot.
Yeah. He doesn't remember talking to Stoshball. He might be listening to this right now. Like, wow, that does sound like me. I don't remember any of this.
All right. What are you doing for St. Patrick's Day?
I'm living it up.
All right. Like, You planning on getting completely wasted on St. Patrick's Day? Or
yeah.
What? Yeah, man. Nice, nice.
Yes, that's what you're supposed to do, right?
Somebody's there already.
I see something. What's
happening right now?
My God, it's the wind.
I like that he's looking to Stoshball for verification. Right. That's what you're supposed to do, right? I'm too far in that direction.
Yeah, I'm not supposed to assemble like a grill or anything, right? No, drink.
That would be
drinking
funny.
Party.
Stoshball, please don't hit me.
Right. Give this guy a grill. Put this together right now. We'll give you $1,000 if you can get this together.
Yeah, nice. Or IKEA furniture or something.
Just have him play hopscotch.
Right.
Or that.
Oh, that's a game show.
Yeah.
You find the J-Max and say, here, put this grill together.
Nice.
Yeah. Assemble the IKEA furniture.
You
exactly.
Build it, you keep it.
Yeah.
All right.
Nice.
Yes, that's what you're supposed to do, right?
Absolutely. Can you give us your best Irish accent?
Irish accent? I'm McLean, so I'm from... I'm from the...
He said McLean.
McLean.
Just because you can say a name.
Yeah.
I think that's the Mac of J Mac.
Oh.
Yeah.
McLean.
Okay. Oh, McLean. I'm McLean.
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 Got it.
Irish accent. I'm McLean. So I'm from. I'm from the.
That country.
Green.
Yeah, the green one. You
green.
Know.
YouTube. Sounds like.
We love you, J-Mac, wherever you are.
Shamrock, it's coming to me. It's coming to me. Yeah.
The best, where the best comes from.
You're from Ireland.
That's where that came from, right?
That's
right.
The
best where
the
best comes from.
Oh, my
Genesis.
God. On our shirts.
Yep.
Came from J-Mac.
J-Mac. Yeah.
If you see a radio station t-shirt and it says the best, where the best come from.
That's it.
The best, where the best comes from.
That's it right there.
That's it.
Wow.
Damn. 2017 J-Mac, New Haven, St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Ours is written clearer, though.
Yes, it is.
So he couldn't even say Ireland. I'm from Ireland or Boston.
They make soap there.
I know I'm from that.
Whiskey.
Yeah, they're known for their whiskey.
Probably had shots and beers, and yep. I think, I don't know where I'm from. I can picture it. It's on the tip of my tongue, but my tongue's passed out, so.
You're from Ireland.
I'm from Ireland.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
Stoshball had to tell him the name of his country is Ireland.
When Stoshball has to tell you.
You're in bad
that's
shape.
Pretty bad.
I really wish he let him just keep guessing.
Right. All right.
I'm from Ireland.
All right. So I'm guessing you've been drinking Guinness then.
Yes, Guinness and then some.
Nice, man. Nice. So what part of Ireland are you from or are your relatives from?
Wait.
Are you from your relatives from?
You could tell we put the best person on this job.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Nice, man. Nice.
Nice.
I love it.
I think Stoshball's getting a buzz just talking to you, J-Mac.
He's starting to slow down.
Yeah.
This is the back of an Uber.
He's getting a good buzz
on. A cop car.
What's that?
What part of Ireland are you from or your relatives from?
I'm from, actually, we come from. Where we're from is from.
Where we're from is from.
Please tell me this guy's laying on the ground, because if not, he's going to find it hard.
Right. We come from where we come from.
Oh, this guy's great. Wow.
Where we're from is from the, oh my God, I can't even think of it right now.
You could remember Ireland.
He's right. Passing out mid-sentence.
Yeah. My thought is, if you can't tell us what you've been drinking and you don't know what country you're from, you probably don't know what part of the country you can't tell us you're from.
Yeah.
You're from.
Basic
right.
Things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where we're from is right. From.
What color is green?
The next answer is.
Yeah, I know.
He's so
yep.
Close.
Right. County Z.
Where's the mainland from?
Oh, the mainland. Mm-hmm.
Where's the main? Where's you mean, Ireland?
Where's you mean, Ireland?
Where's you mean? Where's you mean?
He's from Worcestershire.
Where's you mean? What'd you mean?
He's from Worcestershire.
Where we're from, the...
Wow, he's still working on this.
Wow. It's like calculus.
Oh, yeah. He's like, I know this. I'm getting it.
Yeah.
Come on. Help me out here.
Can I tell you?
He doesn't know where you're from. He's going to help you out. He asked you the question.
Where am I from? Help me out here.
Come on, tell
me. Is he talking to a mirror?
You might remember, I asked the original question, sir.
Stoshball's brilliant that he just let that hang out there and said nothing.
Let him go.
Brilliant.
I think he passed out. The guy's breath.
Help me out here.
Wow.
You're right. Total stranger. Help me, tell me.
Right. Where am I from?
Yeah, he's awesome.
He's walking home.
He's not walking home. Somebody's helping him.
Yeah, he's walking to the pavement.
He's sleeping right where he stands.
Exactly. Yeah. Sleeping a drop.
All right.
Come on, help me out here.
I'm trying to think. Glasgow,
It's Scotland.
I know. They're playing Pyramid.
That's Scotland.
That's not even Ireland.
And there's that.
This is Dumb and Dumber. Oh, the drinking version.
Here they come.
Wow.
Wow, there's so many of them.
Wow, geez.
A lot. Wow.
Here they come.
I think you're kind of crowded in this room, Chaz.
All right.
Chaz! I can't even see you! Chaz!
He's behind the flag, I think.
Hold on. Wait. All right, hold on. Oh, super right to the head. Oh. All right, hold on. Close the door.
Ashton, get out of the way!
Thank you. Oh. Whew. Marianne Doonan, Grand Marshal of the Bridgeport St. Patrick's Day Parade. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you were picked.
Happy St. Patrick's morning.
Thank you. You too.
It's like Irish weather here right now.
Where's here?
Here in this country.
Oh,
Ireland, this is the type of weather they would have.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. Wow.
Even more authentic.
Very dreary.
So you were picked to be the Grand Marshal last year, which is the greatest honor.
Correct.
Can you imagine walking and the entire parade is behind you?
Yeah.
There's nothing in front of you.
You're leading it off.
But I didn't get that fanfare because of the virus.
Right, which makes sense.
Yeah.
And then this year they said, well, let's give it to Mary again.
Do-over.
Yeah, do-over.
I think they're tired of me by now.
They got to give it to you next year.
Yep, third time's the charm.
They
love
you.
No way. I told them they better start looking. Actually, I'm the first woman from Ireland to become the Grand Marshal in Bridgeport.
Oh, you have to do it, Mary.
Yeah, you got to.
Mary.
It's been mostly men.
Well, you have to do it, no?
So now I get the honor for 2 years.
But now you have to do it next year, no?
No, we'll have a new Grand Marshal for next year.
No.
And with the help of God, we'll have a parade down in Bridgeport again. We missed that last year and again this year. But we'll have a virtual parade starting at 12 o'clock. It can be seen on Facebook and YouTube.
I believe the radio station is part of this.
Oh, probably.
So
John Brandy, of course, is phenomenal when it comes to setting up everything.
He's the best.
All right. You're the oldest of 14 children?
Correct.
Wow.
And I came to this country in 56, actually, when John Brandley's father, John Sr., was president of the Gaelic American Club in Fairfield.
How big of a house were you in with 14 kids?
Not very big. It was
really
just a four-bedroom, small bedrooms, with two beds in each room.
Bedroom. So you like slept in drawers and stuff like that of the couch.
No, they slept in shifts.
Pardon?
Day shift, right. Afternoon shift.
Exactly right, yes.
We had four bedrooms. We had a kitchen, a bathroom.
One bathroom.
For 14 people.
Oh.
Wow. So you go through 14 kids and the two parents and then back in line again.
Back in line again. And I came to this country in 56 at the age of 16.
How does a parent in Ireland feed 14 kids
Well, we grow most of our own vegetables. Excuse me. We grow our own vegetables. And we had two or three cows, so we had our own milk.
Oh, okay.
And we didn't live a lavish life like we live here. When we complain here that we don't have anything, we had a lot more in Ireland because we were happy with what we had.
Right. Yeah. And, well, there's this whole deal here where you're supposed to have more and keep up with your neighbor.
Yeah, it's called greed.
Correct. Yep. And everybody was the same. Nobody had anything more than the other person, except you were a doctor or an attorney or something like that.
Right. I loved Ireland. We went there and just a beautiful country, beautiful people.
We go back there very often. As a matter of fact, we were supposed to go back last year, but the virus put a damper on that. And they're worse off over there right now with the virus than we are.
Right now they are.
Huh. They are, because they're closing everything down again.
Oh.
Not good.
When you came to America in 1956, you were 16 years old.
Correct.
And what was your first impression of the country?
Well, really, I was just, I started to work right away, so I didn't get a chance to know what the country was like.
No school, right to work.
Right to work. I worked for a family in out in Seaside Avenue in Black Rock, down by St. Mary's.
Wow.
And I worked
area.
There for 3 years, and then I went back home on vacation. And in the meantime, I brought 9 more of my siblings to this country.
Wow.
Wow. Through your work, you were able to pay for them to come here?
I was able to pay for them to come here. And we're still, out of the 14, there's still 9 of us alive.
Oh, my gosh.
That's great. Yes. And 2 of them are down in Tarrytown, and the rest are up here in Fairfield and Stratford.
I hope you get the best birthday gifts from them.
Yeah, really.
You were the oldest, and you have there's 14 kids total.
Yes.
What were the ages?
There was a year between all of us.
Ooh. So mom was tired. Mom was tired.
They had nothing better to do at that time over there.
Right.
There was no Netflix. Yep, exactly.
Wow.
It was very cold.
And then they were like, yeah, 14's good, so we got to stop.
Right.
Yeah.
But we were a very happy family.
Yeah. Well, it must have been loud around the dinner table, right? Did you take
it
shifts?
It was, yeah. And you didn't ask what are we having for dinner?
It's whatever.
You had the same thing every evening. We had cabbage or carrots or turnip, and we were lucky to have meat maybe twice a week.
So it was a treat to have meat.
It was, yes. And in the line of candy, that was a rarity.
Candy.
Wow, lots of vegetables, one bathroom.
And now the kids here don't know what to do with themselves. They have everything.
Right.
And of course.
And we still complain.
We raised 4 children, so we made sure they got what we never had. I don't know,
was that a good thing?
I don't know, was that a good thing or a bad thing? But they got good education. They went to St. James, they went to St. Joe's, and they went to college.
Oh, that's great.
And we bought our own home.
Nice.
So this country has been very good to us.
The American dream right there.
That is the American dream.
And all my siblings can attest to that, too. They're all the same. They all raised their children, bought their own homes. But we did go back home very often when the children were very little. They saw their grandparents.
We're talking to Marianne Doonan, Grand Marshal of the Bridgeport St. Patrick's Day Parade. You've been married for 55 years?
Correct. To the same man.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I should say that, because you could have been married 55 years to 5 different guys.
Exactly right.
It was 55 years to the same man, Peter.
Peter is also from Ireland, and we met at the Gaelic Club in Fairfield, well, in Bridgeport back then. That's where the club started out, on Bridgeport and Fairfield Avenue.
Did he step dance his way over to you at the bar, or how did that happen?
No, he didn't. He doesn't step dance.
Right. She stepped on him. Get off the floor, Peter.
Poor Peter. But
how did that go? Do you remember? Who started talking to who?
God, I don't know. Okay. That's a long time ago.
That kind of night, huh?
I'm 82. How can I remember?
Yeah. Well, God bless you. Do you you remember your first date?
I do. He had a green car, I remember.
That's great.
Nice.
I don't know what the name of it was, but it was a green car.
True Irishman.
It was a convertible.
Nice.
Even better.
Oh,
and I was worried about my hair.
Of course.
I know.
Yep, of course.
That'll ruin it.
That hasn't changed, by the way, in 2021.
Yeah, really.
Okay. And then how long from the first date to when he asked you? And do you remember the proposal?
We were dating, I guess, maybe. I went back to Ireland then, and then I went to England for 1 year. Then I came back here, and I think that's when he proposed to me. You know, I can't remember.
Yeah. Do you remember what he said?
I forget what he said. I guess he said, will you marry me?
Yeah, I guess that would be.
That would work.
That's the simplest.
I mean, isn't that usually what they say?
Yeah.
Will you marry me?
That's
sometimes
the standard.
There's a few things in front of that. And sometimes there's a palm or whatever.
Some we didn't get that romantic.
Okay, good. Right to the point. I like
business.
This guy.
All business.
Peter's a smart man.
Convertible man.
Yeah.
So today is a big day. I have to go to the town of Stratford for their flag raising.
That's great.
I was invited there.
Nice.
And then out to the Gaelic Club for a flag raising, and I'm going to go around the old post road on a horse and carriage.
Oh,
that sounds great.
Yes.
That sounds
nice.
So they're really sending me off big time.
That's great. I hope the horse didn't have cabbage.
Oh, I hope the horse isn't crazy.
Well, it'll be warm behind
it. Yeah, there's always that too. The horse crazy.
Exactly.
Well, it's an honor to talk to you. And man, I think you should.
I appreciate the
next
call.
Next year, Mary, next year.
Go for three.
How do we not have Mary in front of this parade?
Come on.
Exactly. We'll find another Mary, believe me.
No, you're the Mary.
We want this Mary.
We want this one.
We'll have another Mary along the way.
You're the only one.
It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Very nice talking to you.
Yes.
Mary Ann Doonan, Grand Marshal of the Bridgeport St. Patrick's Day Parade 2 years in a row.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Mary.
Bye-bye.
All right, there she goes.
Parade's just her and all her siblings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just their
immediate
family.
Yes.
I thought that was a parade.
Right.
It's her family.
Who had...
Joe Myers is on Movie Guy. We're talking about the Oscars and a way to make that show better. One, add a really hip band. Get rid of the orchestra. Sorry, guys. Get out.
Yep.
Take a cello. Hit the road. And then maybe everybody dresses like they're going to the nightclub.
Cool.
Get rid of the evening gowns.
Yep.
Get rid of the tuxedos.
Fishnets.
Sports jacket. Open collared shirt.
Right.
No tie. Fishnets. Okay.
You said going to the club, and she said fishnets.
Yeah. Which club are you going to? The strip club?
What club are you going to? Yeah.
Ashley's going to the strip club.
Fishnets are always fun.
Right.
Yeah. There has to be a better way to do it. And then you fire the award out, like out of a t-shirt cannon.
Nice.
Got to.
No speeches.
Boom.
You catch it, you keep it.
Right.
Yeah. Before we let you go, let's talk about this HBO Max lowering its price. What's happening there?
Well, it's getting so competitive. You know, they're adding new streaming services every day, it seems like. You know, I took a trial on Paramount Plus, you know, which I'm not going to keep. It's not very good. But I think HBO Max wants to be sure that they lock in people, you know. And I think they were on the higher end of the monthly subscription. So it's such a competitive market. And I think coming out of the pandemic, people are going to be much choosier about what they're paying for.
Right. So there's I have Netflix, Amazon Prime.
Yep.
If I have to, I'll go to Apple to buy a movie. And
right.
That's really all I have. HBO Max, every now and then they have something. And someone says, you have to watch that. And I'm like, I already did the free trial thing, so I can't do that anymore.
I don't have to.
Right.
I'd like to.
Right. Of course, this week they're having that Snyder cut, you know, that superhero movie, which is going to be 4 hours long. It's like, I don't think so.
Oh,
why 4 hours? Why would you do that?
I have no idea, but, you know, the fans called for him to be able to go back and rework that movie because he quit in the middle of it, and I guess he just got carried away.
sometimes the fans just aren't right.
Yeah, tell them to shut up.
So, you know?
The other thing at play here is the Marvel Cinematic Universe, right? Spider-Man, Iron Man, Thor, Captain America, all those movies have been doing so well. Fans of the DC comics want these movies to do well. Zack Snyder has directed a lot of them. And when he was doing this movie, they weren't going to let him edit it the way that he wanted to. So he quit, as Joe mentioned. And the fans want to see his edit to see if they're like, is there anything here? And it's 4 hours long.
Okay. And that's why he quit, because they said you can't make a 4-hour movie.
Then I'm out.
Yeah.
Yep. The Wonder Woman that came out, the old one, that one was like 3.5 hours. The one 1912, 1988, the one with the number on it.
1984?
That one.
1912.
Wonder Woman, 1912.
Shut up.
I'm in an invisible plane that wasn't invented yet.
Invisible biplane.
Hold on, let me get in my crankshaft car. I got to crank up the car.
Hey, shoot, with bows and arrows.
My wristbands will guard the bullets that are fired out of the musket.
They're throwing them at me.
In my brain, it was just Wonder Woman and number. The number didn't matter.
We can tell.
Wow.
These buckle shoes are hurting my feet. How am I supposed to run in these?
I can't run in these at
that
all.
That number, by the way, was a year that was in the same decade that you were born. So it wasn't 1912.
Whatever, something.
1912.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. She'd be wearing a full-length dress, by the way. Wonder Woman would not be in that outfit. All of her skin would be covered except for her head.
Yep.
Joe have a is bonnet in on. Stunned silence right now.
I would like to see that. Wonder Woman in 1912.
Yes.
We should make it.
Joe's like, I gotta go.
Yeah. Yeah. He left.
Wonder Woman versus polio.
Yeah. One of her secret weapons would be a yo-yo.
Yes.
You can poke your eye out with that.
A rock.
Yeah. There's no point on a yo-yo. How are you poking your eye?
You wouldn't poke it out.
You would.
You'd hit it, maybe. You'd not poke it out.
You would hit it, and then it would cut.
All right, stop talking.
Yeah, really?
I'm here to help you.
Just let the bangs go over your face right now.
Talking. Wow. So, Joe, what else? Yeah.
So. Joe?
He really did hang up. Joe!
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.